And Bjorn, we talked the same thing about you, but we're still waiting for pictures of your balls.
Right. Whatever.
Please send those pictures of your balls to Ricky.
He'd probably send Big Fatty's balls.
He has pictures of Big Fatty's balls?
I'm sure he does. Everybody has pictures of Big Fatty's balls.
I don't have pictures of Big Fatty's balls.
All you have to do is look online. Ask Nessa. She has them.
Big I think Nessa. Fatty's balls.
Bradley is Googling Big Fatty's balls.
Oh, there's a YouTube video.
There's a YouTube video. The first one called Big Fatty Balls.
Is it Big Fatty?
No.
Oh.
Did you click on the YouTube video, though?
Look at that, though. No.
Aww. Obesity at its finest.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Aww.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1164 of the BFO 44 right. The 13th of July, 2012, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, and it'll show, y'all, we got voice letters, Big Fatty. Hello, superstitions, Big Fatty, we all got that one lovely. Hi, everyone, I hope you're for right. The 13th is going well, y'all. Let me tell you, y'all, Thursday was a good day in the coal mine. I forgot to mention this on the show for Thursday, but y'all, on that program, not The View, it's the Cheddar Chat, the talk with that Chinbot, y'all, they evidently introduced all the players on the Big Rap, and but y'all, I recorded it on the TiVo machine, so as soon as I'm finished recording this, y'all, I'm gonna check it out. I'm just gonna check it out and get a little preview of what's to come. So there you go. Y'all, speaking of I was minding my own business sawing logs on Wednesday night, hump day night, and y'all, all of a sudden, I am awakened. I am awakened from a dead sleep. Not dead as in digger dead, but from a dead sleep by thunder. By thunder. And I thought, oh, dear gussie, Big Freddy. And y'all, I thought, you know, it woke me up and I was well rested. I thought, oh, that's too bad that it's now thundering outside and all cloudy and dark and everything. And it's time to get up. I said, I wish that it was thundering in the middle of the night and I could just roll back over and go to sleep and enjoy hearing the pitter-patter. The pitter-patter of the raindrops, and y'all, so I just rolled back over, y'all, I went right back to sleep. Never heard the first pitter-patter of a raindrop, but y'all, let me tell you, it was indeed in the middle of the night, and y'all, it was lovely. It's lovely, and y'all, evidently we had those popcorn, the popcorn showers, as they say, sprang up overnight, and y'all, it looks quite menacing outside the Fat Cave right now. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Was it? Yes, it was hump day. Y'all, we had one of the strongest rainstorms that I have seen in a long time, and y'all, it just went on and on and on. And y'all, it was right over the coal mine. So y'all, if you had had on your ruby slippers, you'd assume that there was a twister coming. But anyway, y'all, it was we're getting those afternoon showers here in Charleston. Y'all, it's lovely, just lovely.
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you. So stand up and prove your worth to show us where we're going so that we can really know what's needed for the future of our favorite little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Help your BFO get equal Podosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And all your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read aloud on the little show. Can we count on you?
You can count on me.
Can we count on you?
Yes, Big Freddy, you can count on me.
And together we will see each other through the BFO census. We're counting on you. The BFO census. We're counting on you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we are about halfway. This Sunday, we'll be halfway through Census Month, y'all. So if you haven't done your census duties yet, y'all, you need to get on it. Y'all, there's quite a few old-timers out there that I hadn't heard a word from. That Patrick Plain, hadn't heard a word from him. Hadn't heard a word from any of those stinky orangutans that you heard at the beginning of today's little show of the creamies. And Miss Melinda. Miss Melinda out there in the Soames Bar, or Mother Teresa, or y'all, there's so many. Yoshi out there in Japan, Mexico. Big Fatty. But y'all, I did get a couple of long forms back. Y'all, I got one from Joe and Austin, and y'all, one from that Peter G out there in the Bay Area.
The BFO census, we're counting on you.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Casey in Denver. You might have to go and stop this because I have a question.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, he's pretty good at those sound effects. Well, y'all, you know, and KC in Denver knows, because y'all, you know, he was the number two fan of the BFO for 2011. He knows that if you've got a question, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all on this Friday, the 13th, y'all, we have got a question from the one and only Casey in Denver.
Yesterday, I got the opportunity to spend school quality time with my most regular gentleman caller, and it brought up the issue of the puppet show and latex versus vinyl. What are your thoughts? I know you are the puppet master, so give me some info. Thanks. We'll talk to you later. Casey in Denver. Bye.
Dear Gussie, Casey in Denver, you bring up the age-old question. It's kind of like which came first, the chicken or the egg? And it's an excellent question. And now, Casey, options are always the best option. Because, you know, there may be allergies involved, and you don't want to choose one to your liking and be eliminated from participation in a puppet show because your option contains allergens that may affect the puppet show. So options, I would have both on hand and if there's no preference, you choose the one that you prefer. And y'all, he referred to Big Fatty as the puppet master. And y'all, the reason he said that is because at Pride 48 last year, KC in Denver presented Big Fatty with a shirt that said puppet master. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. It's George in Atlanta. Well, I just wanted to answer the call for the BFO census and be counted. I've been listening to the little show for over a year now, every day. In fact, you've replaced my morning ritual of watching the Today Show, which is probably why the Today Show is losing the ratings war, which is probably why Ann Curry got fired, which means Ann Curry's probably going to come looking for you pretty soon. But don't worry, I got your back. You can count on me. It's George in Atlanta. See ya. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that's George in Atlanta. You know he does that George in Atlanta show. Y'all, it's over there under the Fat Favorites. And y'all, George brings up a very good point. That Ann, I think I'm be okay with that Ann Curry, because I believe not. Over there in Nottingham, he is the keeper of all curries. So maybe he'll protect me from that Ann Curry. Big Fatty, you're just silly. But y'all, you heard, you know, not everybody is participating in the census by doing the long form. Y'all, all you have to do is just like George did. Call up and just tell Big Fatty why you like to listen, and you know all the instructions are over there. Y'all, it doesn't hurt a bit, or you could just e-letter it in. Y'all, you know, yesterday I was talking about the census, and I forgot what the hell I was going to say. Well, y'all, I remembered as soon as I finished doing the little show. Y'all, I wanted to remind everyone that if you participate in the census, Miss Kathy Bacon is going to give you an additional entry into the $100 prize. So y'all, there's several ways you can get entries. You can answer the census. You can go over to the Spot and Big Fatty and post something over there. And y'all, every time you post something over there at the Spot and Big Fatty, you get an entry over there. But George, you've gotten an entry into the $100 prize contest. Big Fatty, that's just lovely that your memory came back.
The BFO census, we're counting on Jews. Just Jews? Regardless, you can count on me from Tampa. Skuru Nudy. I'd like to request the form, the long form. Is that a shower, not a grower?
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Guru Nudy. From Tampa. And y'all, Guru, and I have sent Guru Nudy the long form, and it is quite a shower, let me just say. But y'all, Guru Nudy, in his call, in his request, y'all, he inadvertently brought up a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon, y'all. The BFO census song is getting stuck in people's heads. Yes, Big Freddy, we know. And y'all, people are walking around just humming it and singing it to themselves. Y'all, like for instance, our next caller couldn't decide whether he was going to talk about it or if he was going to sing it. Big Fatty, just play it.
Hey, this is Timmy Sims. You can count on me.
You can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me.
Big Fatty, this is Timmy Sims. You can count on me.
Big Freddy, you can probably count on him to be pissed at you for playing all those. Well, y'all, that was the one and only Timmy Sims. Y'all, I love me some Timmy Sims. Y'all, he's just a doll baby, y'all. He's just a doll baby, and I just am delighted. Just delighted. That he sent all those different versions, and y'all, it's so nice. It is so nice to know that Big Fatty can count on that Timmy Sims. Yes, Big Fatty, that's just lovely. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those old foul monkeys, and Y'all, they were talking about Bjorn's balls, y'all, and something came up today that made me think of Bjorn. Big Fatty, it sounds ugly whenever you say something came up. And it wasn't Bjorn's balls. I saw on the computer today that the Tejas State Fair, which Bjorn is our official fried food correspondent from the Tejas State Fair, and I assume he will continue to do that. Even though I've not received a census from Bjorn yet. So, anyway, nor have I received one from that Brian in Boston, who has unsubscribed as the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO. But y'all, you know, they're always coming up with new fried foods for you to try. And Bjorn, I think you're going to enjoy this one, y'all. It is, you know those Girl Scout cookies, the Samoas? Big Fatty, I thought those were people. Well, y'all, the deep fried, they're going to have deep fried Samoas at the Tejas State Fair. And Bjorn, I want you to have one of those for Big Fatty. Even if you don't like them, I want you to try it. Y'all, speaking of Samoa, it's close to that Hawaii, and I hadn't heard from that Kyle in Hawaii either. Big Fatty, you're just fishing now. You're just fishing for people to participate. So, yes, y'all, speaking of Peter G's, y'all, I just want to read you the envelope that Peter G's census came in. It was addressed to, no, it didn't have that on the address. Y'all, that is a chicken parmesan, which wasn't very good. It's addressed to Big Fatty Online Incorporated, Worldwide Headquarters, BFO Census Department, Ms. P. McNoodle, Head Census Taker, P.O. Box 30363, Charleston, South Carolina, 29417-0363. And y'all, it is marked not confidential, as well it should be. Big Fatty, you can say that again. As well it should be. Big Fatty, we didn't mean for you to actually do it. Y'all, I want to tell you about that recipe that James sent to me. It's his mother's sweet wings, y'all. And y'all, what you need to do is you need to get the biggest, plumpest chicken wings you can find for this recipe. And y'all, you preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Prepare 3 pounds of chicken wings by cutting the wing off the wingtips. Cut the wings in two at the joint and place the wings in a single layer in a glass baking dish, and make sure it has at least a 1-inch side, and use more than one dish if needed. Do not overcrowd the pan and season the wings with salt and pepper. Then you're going to mix together 1/2 cup of maple syrup, 1/4 cup of the soy sauce, 4 tablespoons of the brown sugar, 1 clove of minced garlic, and 1/4 cup of the ketchup. Oh, dear Gussie. And you mix all that together and pour it over the wings and toss to coat, rearrange in a single layer, and bake uncovered for about 1 hour, turning and basting every 20 minutes. It may seem like a long time to cook wings, but it'll make the meat fall off the bone, render out most of the fat, and give a great dark color. If the wings are really big, you may need to cook for up to 1.5 hours, and they are good hot or cold. So, y'all, there you go. A former lurker is now handing out recipes. So, y'all, and y'all, you know this is the only show that has a recipe of the day segment. And what do you think of that on a Friday the 13th, Ricky?
Aww.
Have a lovely weekend.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438.
1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.